Large crowds and lots of police officers are expected on Boston Common tomorrow, where a group advocating free speech, including for far-right views, and counter-demonstrators who want to protest the violence last weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia, are expected to meet. Boston police are working with state police to keep the groups apart and to ensure everyone's safety. Here's Governor Charlie Baker.
The fundamental objective is to make sure everybody comes out safe while protecting people's First Amendment right to peacefully congregate in a public square.
Given the big crowd, the high emotions, and people looking to express firm beliefs, just how difficult a job is it for police? We'll put that question now to Daniel Linsky. He's the former superintendent in chief of Boston Police and is now managing director of investigations and disputes at Kroll Associates, a law enforcement consulting firm. Good morning, Daniel, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So just how big a job and how difficult a job is this?
It ranges. It can be a huge job and it can be a very difficult job if you're not properly prepared and trained for it. These events have happened frequently in Boston, not necessarily the specific type of protest event, but large-scale protests, large-scale sporting celebration events have happened. And Boston Police, State Police, and our regional partners are well-trained and well-tested in these. And we've, over the years, changed our tactics that have seemed to work well here in our city and have worked well both in the U.S. and abroad.
Boston Police Commissioner William Evans has, in fact, talked about his confidence for handling this event, considering all the department's experience with big events. But how big a public safety concern is it that this is a contentious event with thousands of people and a lot of variables possible from minute to minute?
In the past days leading up to this, Boston Police has been working with the Boston Regional Intelligence Center, the JTTF, our Fusion Center partners, to get information on which groups are intent on coming. Which groups are intent on coming that are concerning, that we need to put surveillance on and make sure that we're maybe having some preemptive conversations with them to let them know we know who they are and what the ground rules will be. The other thing is which groups are intent on coming that are our great community partners, people who have leadership in the community who are going to get together and probably counter-protest this demonstration that can be a reasonable voice in the crowd. One of the things Boston Police has been good at and will continue to be good at, I'm sure, is making the crowd one of their partners. You cooperate with the crowd. You explain to them what's going on, why certain things are being done. And if you are respectful up front with the crowd during the demonstration, as it gets a little heated, officers can go in, take control, and the crowd, having had a good start with the officers who set the ground rules and were respectful up front, we'll work with the officers to make sure that the protest is as peaceful as possible.
We know there will be barricades on Boston Common and a neutral zone to keep the free speech demonstrators separated from what's likely to be a much larger group of counter demonstrators. Police are going to be checking people entering the Common to take away anything that might be used as a weapon or do damage. What more can they do?
Yeah, they're going to have frontline high visibility officers in large numbers that can be out making sure that if anything starts to occur, people can notify the officers, they can quickly notify the team, and they can get a response to it. They will be very highly visible. There'll be mobile field forces on motorcycles and bicycles that can move around the common very quickly and other areas in the city very quickly in case splinter groups decide to go off and use the event to try and do crime and disorder. Out of sight will be public order platoon teams. Those will be the teams in hard uniforms. They look like Ninja Turtles, they're sometimes referred to. They will be out of sight in the ability to respond very quickly should they have to throw a line up and start moving people out of there and make arrests. You're going to have uniformed and plainclothes officers in the crowd. Plainclothes officers are huge in identifying those individuals in the crowd who might try to use the crowd numbers to engage in violence. The also use of technology is going to be key here. We want to get videotape overtly where everyone knows that they're on camera by the Boston Police. And if there's any criminal activity, that it'll be recorded and they'll be held accountable. And covert cameras as well.
Let me ask you one more question. What advice would you give someone, maybe a loved one, thinking of attending the event or making plans to do something else tomorrow in Boston near the Boston Common?
Be great if everyone attending the event was peaceful. So the counter protesters attending the event were peaceful and gave their message and maybe turned their backs and didn't give these guys a platform. If you're down at the protest and it seems as if it's getting out of order. Let's go to what our parents told us when we were children, right? If you, if it feels like it's not right, it's not right. If the hair in the back of your neck stands up, it's time for you to leave there. If you're there at a location and police are now ordering it and declaring it an unlawful assembly, it's already a little too late because there was obviously behavior ahead of time that caused police to make that decision. Once you hear that, you should methodically, slowly, as efficiently as you can, get away from that location. If you're going with family members, you should have a location that you're going to have a reunification place where in case crowds and running and excitement happens, if you get separated, a place you're going to fall back, you know, 3-4 blocks away from the protest location, you can meet and make sure everyone is safe.
Dan Ulinski, former superintendent in chief of Boston Police, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you.